Listen to part of a lecture in a history class. The settling of the inland frontier in Canada involved many conflicts, and those where making money was involved were particularly bitter. A good case in point is the intense rivalry between the two major fur trade companies around the beginning of the 19th century. The Hudson's Bay Company had a royal charter, that is, a monopoly, in the area where operating costs were low. In addition to keeping any competition out of the area where doing business was the least expensive, their charter also gave them access to long-term credit from the Bank of England. Other bonuses that accrued were a rich management committee and support from highly placed politicians. Their rival, the upstart Northwest Company of Montreal, had none of these advantages. But they did have brave men who didn't hesitate to go into untried territory. Their profits depended on constantly moving on, always going into new areas that had greater numbers of animals. This increased their transportation costs, of course, and kept their profits low. When challenged by the Northwest Company, Hudson's Bay reacted by taking on the tactics of its rival by also hiring people willing to venture into new areas. Then they undercut Northwest by increasing the value of the goods they traded to Indians for furs. They could afford to do this because their wealthy backers would accept low profits for a time in order to squeeze Northwest out.